Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the New York Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting third. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Roach. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bobby Wine. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Aldis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Short. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Chris Short. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Roach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Felix Mantilla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Neal moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Christopher is hit by the pitch. Neal moves to third. Mantilla moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Savage bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Demeter hits a pop-up into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Mel Roach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Roach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pignatano hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wine strikes out. 1 out. Bob Oldis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Oldis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wine fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mantilla hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Savage is 0 for 0 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Don Demeter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 1 in the game. Pignatano hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Sievers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sievers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Roach is 0 for 1 in the game. Roach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with short covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bob Aldis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Aldis is 0 for 1 in the game. Aldis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Amaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn throws the ball into Cannell, who tags Amaro, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short is 0 for 1 in the game. Short strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Christopher hits a fly ball towards left. Roach settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Roach. Mantilla moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mantilla moves to third. Christopher moves to second. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 2 in the game. Pignatano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Short fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Demeter hits a pop-up towards third. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cannell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Roach. Cannell reaches second base with a double. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cannell scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mantilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roach is 0-for-2 in the game. Roach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-2 in the game. Wine hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Christopher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Christopher moves to second. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Christopher. The throw from Oldis and he is out, Wine applying the tag. Hickman moves to second. 1 out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-3 in the game. Pignatano is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bob Oldis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Oldis is 0-for-2 in the game. Oldis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Amaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Callison pinch hits for Chris Short. Johnny Callison batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Callison hits a line drive into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Baldschun now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wine fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Savage is 0-for-2 in the game. Savage strikes out. 2 outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-3 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Philadelphia Phillies, 0. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.